Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of James, chapter 5, and you will read from verse 13 to verse 20, and then we will pray. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 20, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias, that's Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth his fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray to you, O God. We thank you for this wonderful day, our heart full of thanksgiving for the scripture that you lead us this morning to pray and to intercede. Yes, Lord, by faith like Elijah, we pray, O God. We ask to heal the sick among us, heal from diseases, O God, we lay hand on. We claim healing upon healing in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. You say, O Lord, confess your sin to another. Let's come to God now and let us confess our sins, our shortcoming, our wrongdoing. Lord, hear our prayers. Let us confess our sins unto him. Forgive, Lord, and heal. Sanctify, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us. Support us, strengthen us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Watch over our lives, O God. Help us to persevere, to go on and serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your goodness. And thank you for your faithfulness unto us, O God. Lead us in the way that you want us to move on. Cleanse your church. Let us confess our sins, our lack of commitment, our sins that we know wrong and we're still doing, the things that you know right and you are not doing. Confess and renounce all these sins. Yes, O God, soften the heart of your people. Take all the rebelliousness from their heart. Take the spirit of immorality, O Lord, and the lust. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Take greediness and worldliness. We bind it. We reject it in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, and lead us in the way that you want us to go on and save you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, O God. We pray. bestow your blessing upon the righteous, O God, and discipline those who are wicked, O God. Yes, Lord, earnestly we pray like Elijah to bless the people who fear the Lord. And earnestly we pray that you withhold your blessing upon those who are rebellious, who have gone away from the right way. O God, deal with them according to your word, according to what you say in your word. In the name of Jesus, hear our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let's give thanks. Give thanks now to God. All the good things that you have is from God. Even the trials, even discipline, even the correction, all from God. God loves you. God cares for you. God wants to perfect you. Yes, Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Yes, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for our families, our spouses, our children, our income, our health, the food, the dress, the bed, the transport, the vehicles, the houses, everything, even the trials to teach us, to discipline us, to correct us. We thank you for the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the gift of prayers, the gift of the Holy Spirit, your presence in our life. You put us in your church, your family. We thank you, Lord, from the depth of our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Let's now come to God and ask Him our needs. Lord, give us our needs, O God. Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's what Jesus said. Come to God. He will give you rest. He will help you. He will support, He will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us. Help us. Protect us. Watch over us. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. Heal the sick among us. Provide jobs. Provide income. Provide salaries. Provide business, O God. Provide the needs, our needs, O God. We place it all in your hands. Big and small need, Lord, you provide, you provide, you provide. Hear our prayers. Hear our prayers, O God. Lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Pray now for your family. Let's pray for our families. Pray for your spouse, your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, your siblings. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh God, hear us. Bless each and every family. I pray for each husband to put you in his head. You are the head, oh God, of each husband, to follow you, to walk in your ways. Pray for wife to be submissive to their husbands. And Lord, I pray that both of them, they will give instruction to their children how to follow you and walk in your ways. Hear our prayers. I pray for children to obey their parents and the Lord in everything, to follow you and your commands. We pray that you will shine in every family, Lord. That people will see you in each and every family, and you will bestow your blessings, anointing. I pray for family worship every day. I pray for prayer every day, kneeling down every day in each and every family, reading the scriptures. Oh God, we pray for more abounding love. Pray for each family, to each other, surround us, around them with the gospel of Jesus. Help us, oh God. Guide us. Strengthen us, Lord. Pray for your job. Pray for your boss. Pray for the places that you are working, Lord. We pray for a blessing upon each the place your people are working. Bless their bosses. Bless their business. Bless the work of their hands, O God. They will be good example. We commit ourselves to be good example, O God, to our co-workers in the name of Jesus. We follow the rules, O God. We will obey the commands, O God, of yours, to work diligently, to work faithfully in all these places. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, help us. I pray for them to receive salaries on time, income, so they will come and be faithful to you in giving their tithes and offering and first fruits and vows unto you, Lord. We pray, O God, your blessing will continue upon your people, O God. Even they will preach the gospel, people with them, they will know Christ through their lives. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now. Continue to pray. Let's pray now for the people around us, your neighbors, your colleagues, your friends, your relatives, all your contacts, the people that you meet every day, the people that you meet on the social media. Let's pray that there will be people saved among all these people. There will be a disciples coming out from all this activity of yours every day. Lord, we pray that we continue to evangelize, continue to reach people through whatever way that our relationship, our contacts, we will impart to them the gospel of Jesus, your word, O God. O Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for fruit from all these contacts, O God, from all the people that we know in the past and in the present and even in the coming future, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let's pray now for the countries of Sri Lanka and Ukraine. Let's pray for Ukraine, for the war to stop, and our families there, our loved ones there will be protected, Lord. We pray for this war to stop, O God. We pray for the protection of the people. We pray for your mercy that this war will stop in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the heart of the leaders, soften their heart to have mercy on the people, the young people, the adults, the children, the old. We pray, O God, for this war to be ceased. We pray for our families there. You protect them, O God. Watch over them. Save them from all the fire in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Sri Lanka. Lord, restore the economic collapses there and the crisis, and bless our brethren there. Bless the church. We pray you provide them what they need. We pray for the petrol problem to be solved, and this crisis, O God, will go away with victory in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Let's pray now for the church. Let's pray for this country that God had put his church here, and the extension of the church to Oman, the extension of the church to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Philippines, Australia. Also USA, also Sierra Leone, Malawi, Nigeria, Uganda. Let's pray for all the individual members, the families, the congregation that are separated in these places. Let's pray that God will grant us favor from the authorities of all these countries, that all our needs, all documentations, logistic needs, resources, jobs, visas, entrances, offices, we will be provided by you in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves to be good citizens in all these places that you place us. We commit ourselves to follow the rules, to evangelize, to pray for the people of the land, to pray for the leaders. Lord, we pray, reveal yourself to them, to know you and to follow you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hear our prayers. Bless your church. Make it expand more and more, O God. We pray. Pray for yourself, pray for your ministry. Pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, fill me again with the Holy Ghost. Refill your church, O God. Bless your church, O Lord. Fill us with the Holy Ghost and give us the spiritual gifts of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of healing, gift of faith. gift of pastoring, teaching, evangelizing, Lord, hear our prayers, O God. Provide all the skills and talents needed. We trust you, Lord. We magnify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your church. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray also, Lord, you help us, O God, to every one of us, that we commit ourselves, O Lord, that you reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that you reflect the character of Jesus and his attitude, love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, perseverance, long-suffering, gentleness and kindness. Lord, we commit ourselves, O God. Bless the Watchman Ministry. Bless the church school. Bless the church clinic, O God. Bless the publication ministry. Bless the translation ministry. Bless the youth and the children ministry under their parents. Bless the woman ministry, O God, under each and every husband, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus. You lead us. You guide us. You strengthen us. Oh Lord, hear our prayers. And even today, anoint our worship, anoint our songs, anoint our prayers, anoint even the message, anoint this recording, oh God. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. We invite your Spirit, come, touch us, sweep over the place. Let your name be magnified. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Holiness around, heaven. Thank you.
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for this wonderful time that you give us to worship you. Oh God, even now as we sit in your presence, speak to us and guide us with your word and teach us your ways. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Let's now bring to God what is due to Him, from tithes, offering, and first fruit into the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your love and your mercy unto us. Thank you for your provision, your help and your support. Thank you for all that we receive from you. And here we are, Lord, to bring to you our offerings, tithes. We bring to you, Lord, our first fruit of all that you are blessed, had blessed us with. Lord, look from heaven and bless your people and pour us so much blessing that we have no place to keep. I rebuke the devourer in our life and let all nations know we are blessed by you. Lord, multiply this money and use it to reach the lost. And even we pray, O God, you help our brethren with jobs and incomes and salaries. You will be the one to provide to those who have less income or have no job. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's continue today. Think about kneeling down and how we apply this in our life to prostrate before the Lord. Last week we spoke about Numbers chapter 14, and we saw how Moses knelt down and how God helped him to deal with that critical situation. Today we go to Numbers 16, and there's another struggle that Moses passed through, and let's read and let's learn and how to apply before. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Lord, anoint your message to us, speak to us through your word, anoint my lips, and let your word bring glory and honor. I pray, Lord, that use this time for your glory. The purpose of sending this word of yours to your church shall be accomplished, O Lord, and you will have fruit 30, 60, and 100 according to your will. Let your message give help, healing, wholeness, and hope to us, and let your purpose prevail. Thank you, God. Speak to us, teach us. Let your message clear for each and every one of us. This all prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will read, then I will explain as the Holy Spirit give us word. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelith, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? You see here another group of unreasonable people, wild people. The Moses who taught them, who directed them with God's word, and we know that Moses, God had given Moses the teaching, the ordinances, and he is the one who taught those people. And those people now, they came to him, they say, why you are putting yourself over the congregation? Yeah? And what they want? They want themselves to be over him. This is this very terrible kind of people, and that is the situation that certain time you teach people, you disciple them after you teach, and and they are raised, they want to put themselves above us. Now what can we do and what can be done to such kind of people? Let's see what Moses did and what is left. What is left only that God will bring his judgment over them. What Moses did, let's read now what Moses did after what they have done. See, they are very insolent people, you know, brazen faces. They are not ashamed. They told this to Moses. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. He kneeled down and he started to pray and intercede, because that is the situation. I mean, what can be done to such kind of people, you know? And you know, when he fell down on his feet and started to pray at the feet of the Lord, God taught him and the Lord encouraged him and he directed him of what he needed to do. You know, God gave Moses the following things. God gave him fresh courage to go and face these people. They need to be faced, you know, verse 5 to verse 7. And he spake unto Korah, and after he fell down, he prayed. God gave him courage, God gave him word. God tell him what he need to go and do. And he spake unto, very painful, no? Very painful. And he spake unto Korah and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his. He said, God will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause them to come near unto him. Though some God called them, they would bring them near to him. Even him whom he had chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take your censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. Start to rebuke them. You feel yourself so much proud. Start to rebuke them now. They need to be rebuked. They need to be corrected of what they are doing. Wrong, the wrongdoing they did. You know, when he prayed, when he kneeled down, when we kneel down, God will show us what these people, their sin, and why they behave in this such bad way. Clearly, they just want to be, they are not after God, they are just after to be the leaders, to be over Moses. Moses taught them the word of God. We taught them the word of God, they want to be leader over us. You see here the terrible situation. And Moses said unto Korah, here I pray you, ye sons of Levi. instead to rebuke them. Seemeth it be it but a small thing unto you that the Lord, the God of Israel, hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord. They were workers. They were workers. They were serving the Lord, standing before the Lord. They were under Moses. He said to them, it's a small thing, that is, you are a worker, you are standing for the Lord, to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto him. And he hath brought thee near to him and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also. The priesthood belong to him. They want to take his place. Now, that is what is going on. That's what we had passed through along the years. And he has brought thee near to him, and now you are seeking the priesthood. He is telling them, he is showing them their sins. What they are after, they are not after God, they are after position and leadership. They are not satisfied, they are workers. They know they want to be over Moses who told them the word of God. This cannot be. Yeah. Now, Moses, when he knelt down, God told him what he would speak to them. In verse 11, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that he murmur against him? He say, what you are coming, what you are doing now, it is not against people, not against Moses or Aaron. It is against God himself. That's what they were doing, where they were doing this against God. You know, this is certain time God will show certain things, because we need to know what is inside the people, so we need to deal with it. And that is when we pray, when we kneel down and pray, God will explain to us what is going on. And as he kneeled down, God taught him of what he needed to do. You know, such kind of people, they are snakes. They were snakes inside the congregation. And not only they rebel, but they have led other people away from God. They were people deceived by them, and they were pulled out. Innocent people who are deceived by such kind of rebelliousness, pulled out into wrong direction, took them astray. And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the son of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. They are very present. They don't want to come to meet Moses. It is a small thing that thou... So what they spoke to Moses, see here. It is a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us. What did tell Moses? You brought us from Egypt, you brought us here just because you want to be the leader. Up to this point, we know God had given Moses the teaching and all the ordinances. And these people, they speak such bad way to him. They say, you are doing like this because you don't want to be the leader. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into the land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. The very brazen faces, they were speaking in such a bad way with Moses. You know, I see Moses was kneeling down. Moses, you know, these are accusations. They were accusing him. They were accusing Moses with such bad accusation. And because Moses did not do anything bad to them. Moses did not hurt them. Moses did not take anything from, them. And they speak like that. And see here what Moses did. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord. Because when we kneel down, we can see that the people's accusation to us is not correct. It is just accusation. But this is not correct. And we will pray the right prayer. What did he pray, Moses? He said, respect not thou their offering. Don't accept their offering. Don't accept their ministry and their service. Because they were doing it not because they love God. Because they want only position. And to the ultimate things is that they will lead people into wrong way. He prayed this prayer. Respect not thou their offering. But we know later on, what they offer was used. But themselves, they were rejected. Moses prayed. And I pray, Lord, don't accept their ministry because they were not after you. And what he say? I have not taken one ass from them, neither have hurt one of them. That is, when we kneel down, we can see clearly what is going on, and we can pray a lot of prayers. And as he prayed, God encouraged him to go and face. There will be a confrontation. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all the company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron, tomorrow. And take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring ye there before the Lord every man his censer. Before the every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. There were now confrontation, and what is going on? What will be happening? And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. Here, as we pray, God give us the courage to go forward and to confront the people. And as we pray, God will come with His presence with us, and He will back us to deal with such kind of situation. This is something that is painful, but God allow it to happen so that we will know how to deal with it. In verse 20, and the Lord spake to Moses and Aaron, saying, you know, God come. When we kneel down, God will come. And will tell us of what we need to do. And He will tell us what we need to say. Separate yourself from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. God wants to kill all the congregation now. As we have explained in the book of Numbers 14, He wants to do the same now because of what they did, because Korah gathered all the congregation against Moses and Aaron. And He told them, separate yourself from among them. I may consume them in a moment. Verse 22. What Moses and Aaron did, and what we need to do now, what we need to do with such kind of people that read, and they fell upon their faces. Moses and Aaron, they pray, and said, O God, the God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin and will thou be wroth with all the congregation? They are praying now that he will not kill them all, but he will just kill with those who lead them astray, those who cause division, those who rebel. Those who lead others, they will be punished, but the others who have been deceived, they will come back. And that's the effectiveness of our prayers. We need to pray that God will bring back those who have gone astray and misled by other people. Yes, Lord, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. And verse 23, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, after they pray and say, Lord, they are not all of them, but those who had really the one who rebelled. In verse 24, speak unto the congregation, saying, get ye up from above the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. Here, give them instruction to go away from the houses of those three, so that they will not be punished, the punishment that God will put on them. God answered the prayer of Moses and Aaron. He spared the rest of the congregation. Speak unto the congregation, saying, get ye up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him, and they spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, so that they will not be hurt, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they get up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. God taught Moses what he needed to speak, how to confront with them. And God would teach them. God would do also what we pray, as we are led by the Holy Spirit. If these men die in the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground cleave asunder open that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertaineth unto Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. See here, God put to death those who led the rebellion. And all Israel, they were round about them, fled. Others, they were afraid of what God did. God will bring judgment. So others will fear on the wicked. For they said, let the earth swallow us up also. And there came out, again God will, in verse 35, and there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Here fire from God came and consumed those 250 who came with them, men of renown. He consumed them with his with fire. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Hear, after God deal with those sinners, hear how God answered the prayers of Moses. He spared the rest of the congregation. He deal with those who led. He deal with those who led rebellions. And now he's going to proclaim to Moses that he hallow what they offer to God. Not themselves. They hallow what they give, but not they. Spake unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censer out of the burning and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censer of these men, of these sinners, against their own souls. The censer of these sinners against their own souls. Let them make them broad plate. Those who rebelled had offered to God things, material things. God is going out to, is hallowing these things to be used for certain purpose as God direct, and to be a memorial for others that they will not do the same of they did rebelliousness. Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censer out of the burning and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed, the censer of these sinners, against their own souls. Let them make them a broad place for a covering of the altar, for they offer them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be assigned unto the children of the Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers, wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made a broad place of a covering of the altar, to be memorial unto the children of Israel, that no strangers, which is not of the seed of Aaron, come near. Those who want to take the leadership of the church, that what they did, what they offer, will be used by God, and will be memorial. Others will not do the same, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. This is what God did more. What they offered was given back, and will be given back to us. Later on, verse 41, but on the morrow the congregation of the children of Israel murmured. They came back murmuring against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord. Because those people died because of what Moses prayed. But that is right, because they have done rebelliousness. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. God came now, and Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among the congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their face. God wanted to kill them all. What they did? Again kneel down and pray. Because those people, they are deceived. They are deceived by the rebellious leaders who took them away. And Moses and Aaron pray, Lord, I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, save those who are deceived, and bring them back to you, O Lord. Save them, O God, in the name of Jesus, and deal with those, O God, those who led them astray, in the name of Jesus, O God. And Moses and Aaron came together before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto them, saying, get ye up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in the moment. And they fell upon their faces, and Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them, for there is wrath gone out from the Lord, the plague is begun. They start to intercede now, they need to pray. We need to kneel down and pray. And Aaron took him off, as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put an on incense and made an atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that see here, when they pray, God listened to their prayer. God will listen to our prayers, and he will save those who are innocent. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was well stayed. In the same way, we need to stay between the dead and the living. We need to intercede for those who gone astray. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700 beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses and to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was still. Let's pray. Let's come now. Let's stand up or kneel down. Lord, O God, thank you for your word to us. Thank you for your guidance. O God, thank you for the courage you give us. Lord, we kneel down at your feet. Direct us, O God, of what we need to do. O Lord, save your people. Save those who have been deceived, taken by the lies of those rebellious leaders. Lord, save them in the name of Jesus. Bring them to you, O God. And here we are, O God. We commit ourselves to serve you. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. Help us to go to others. Lead us in the way that you want us to move in the name of Jesus. O God, I pray for those who are coming that their heart and life will be changed by you. We surrender our life to you, Lord. Lead us and guide us with your ways, with the truth of your word. Hear our prayers, O God. Lord, we stand between the living and the dead. Save people from death and bring them. Save those who hear your word and can save. Bring them back to you, Lord. Save others, O God, whom we never knew. Lead us to them. And lead us to them, O God. Help us, O Lord, to continue to serve you. We magnify you. We adore you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Living sacrifice. us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. We come into ourselves to serve you. Lead us to plant Bible studies and congregations for the church. Bless us, O God. Take your word and spread it. Make it reach to the rest of the congregation's members. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Heaven is here.